531. Time Safe Man Safe Family works to help end the cycle of domestic violence by healing the people who are most broken, the perpetrators of violence who in most cases have also been victims themselves. We have on the line Laufo Alaimoana Lua Maynard, who works, he is a White Ribbon ambassador and an advocate for the prevention of family violence. Talofa lava I lawa fionga aufo, Laufo, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Talofa lava lawa fionga, Etche, thank you for having me on, and I must say, I have to say hi to your listeners. Hello, ola kete to the Solomon Island folks, Maori, to the Kiribati folks, talofa to the Tuvalu and Samoan folks, kia rana.
Wonderful. Lua, could you first of all tell us a little bit about yourself, about your journey? How did you get into the space of family violence?
Well, you know, I used to be a very abusive and violent man myself, and I couldn't figure out why my relationships weren't working out and why people were afraid of me. And so it took a lot of, it took an incident to actually wake me up and make me realize that I needed to work on myself. And so I've been working on myself. I'm much more happier. My wife's happy. And I've been drawing from my experiences to help other men in similar situations. So I've been doing this work for about 17 years, working alongside wonderful ambassadors or folks doing the work, such as Victor Muti, Phil Paikea, Tongia, Len Fale. I mean, there's a whole bunch of men, safe men, who have actually stepped up, and together we're trying to make a difference.
Would you mind just sharing with us a little bit of that part of your journey where you had to make the decision between being a safe man or continuing to be violent, and what that picture, where was the crossroads? Where did you stand and say, this can't go on, I can't continue being a violent man?
You see, plenty, well, like I mentioned, relationships, people that I really cared about, and also losing opportunities, you know, opportunities to further education, opportunities for just opportunities in general. And so after losing so many and having people tell it to give it to me straight, saying stuff along the lines of, hey, little man, if you don't get your act together, you're going to find yourself in a bad place, in prison, or even dead. And so those were some of the things that really made me think seriously about the changes I need to really make in order to become a better man, better father, better husband, better friend, sibling, and so on.
Understanding that and having been in that space, you must feel now that had you been that man that you were before you decided to make the change, a lockdown like this could be very, very dangerous for some families, and especially for men like us who are still in that space of, this is my house, I am the man, and what I say goes, and if nothing happens, then violence could explode in New Zealand.
Yeah, that's a very, I mean, that is a serious question that you're asking, because, yes, for the next 4 weeks, we're going to actually be sharing a little bit of space with each other, and so figuring out how to maintain our safety. And so Safe Man and Safe Family is trying to do their part. There's a lot of other wonderful organizations out there trying to do their part, but this is our part. And basically, our mantra is uncover, discover, recover. Uncover some of the trauma that you probably experienced as a child growing up, or even as a young adult. Discovering tools and strategies and coping mechanisms to help help you move forward and to recover from that trauma. How to maintain those positive changes. So we've actually set up a messenger group for any of the men out there who find themselves, find themselves in a unsafe space, that they could actually connect with us on Facebook, and we'll add you to the group. And then we could actually have a face-to-face chat to kind of, you know, support and find out what we actually need. So there's those kind of things that we're doing. And we also have a number that we encourage a lot of guys to use, and it's not just limited to the men. men. It's anybody can actually use it. 1-737. It's a simple number. It's a free call, free text, and you'll be able to get support ranging from if you're having mental health issues, you're having family violence issues, if you're having drugs and alcohol issues, these guys will be able to connect you with the right people. So it's basically like a triage kind of a call number where we actually encourage people to use. So that's one thing. But I also have a couple of tools that I'd like to share with your listeners, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Yep. Well, the first basic one is timeout. And I know a lot of people have heard the word, they've seen it on TV during sports. Timeout is a 15 to 20 minute period where you could actually remove yourself from the situation and maybe go outside, sit on the steps, go under a tree. I mean, obviously you can't go anywhere because of the lockdown, but it's a place where you can just calm yourself down. And I'd like to challenge anybody listening out there to try these tools and maybe get back to you and maybe give some feedback on whether they work. This one is a breathing exercise. Take a deep, slow breath in for 5 seconds. Hold it for 5 seconds, and then breathe out slowly for 5 seconds. Try that a couple of times and see if that calms you down. The timeout thing that I was going to tell you about is a 15 to 20 minute period where you just kind of remove yourself and calm yourself down. Now, there's 5 D's that you have to observe if you do decide to use a timeout. And the 5 D's are, well, the first one is no drinking, obviously no alcohol, no drugs, no driving, no dangerous behavior, and no texting. I know texting, but I said texting because it sounds better when you say 5 D's rather than 4 D's and 1 T. Those are some basic guidelines to follow if you decide to use the timeout. Now, it's not just limited to the men. Anybody in the family can actually use it, well, including the wife or partner. So the thing is to share these tools with the family. You're going to be cooped up with them for the next 4 weeks. It's best to come up with a safety plan for everyone. So when you talk about timeout, hey, everybody in the family can use a timeout. All they have to do is say, Mom, Dad, or whoever, I need a timeout. And everybody understands what that means. They're not gone for the whole day. They're not gone for a few hours, just 15 to 20 minutes, just enough time to calm yourself down. And so that's one tool that I'd like to share with the group. But I got a couple more if you want to listen to them.
Absolutely. Please do share those with us, Lua.
I'm glad you asked me. Stoplight. Everybody has seen a stoplight except for the folks in Opochiki. A stoplight, well, first of all, actually, let me ask you, what is the color of the light on top?
Red.
Oh man, I thought you were gonna mess up and say green. You're actually right.
I thought red. Green, but then yeah. I thought in my mind.
You know how many people say green? It's red top, obviously
yes.
Amber or yellow in the middle, and green on the bottom. So the traffic light tool works this way. Whenever you get upset or angry, just close your eyes and imagine coming up to a stoplight. Red means stop. Yellow means think about what you're about to do. Is it worth it? What are the consequences? If you punch that guy in the face, if you slap that person, what's going to happen? Okay, first of all, you might get arrested. Second of all, you might go to the cells. Third, you might end up losing your job. Fourth, you might appear before the judge. You know what? By the time you get to the fourth reason why you shouldn't do it, that should be enough to stop you from actually doing it. And then, obviously, green, go. So that's another basic, simple one, traffic light. And I just want to mention the big picture. Sometimes we don't think about the big picture, and you can vouch for this, it's it. We've all come to the land
Absolutely.
Of milk and honey in search of opportunities and a better life for ourselves and our kids. That's the big picture for a lot of us out there. The stuff that will sidetrack you from that big picture stuff is little petty things. You know, getting angry over something that you shouldn't get angry over, blowing up, getting angry, lashing out, and then hurting other people. And so that would probably sidetrack you from achieving that big picture thing that you're aiming for. So maybe just think about a big picture. What's my big picture? It's to look after my family and help my family back home in the islands. You cannot do that if you're locked up or if you're in the court system. So just think about the big picture. And last but not least, that's it. And this, I think mo- of your listeners can relate to. Love languages. Now, I wish I had some slow jams in the background playing while I'm going to tell you what love languages are, but I don't. But I'm just going to give it to you straight. First and foremost, every single body needs quality time. Your kids need quality time with you. Your partner needs quality time with you. And sometimes you need time to yourself. But that's one thing. And these are the basic building blocks of love. Everybody that's in a relationship was doing this in the beginning of their relationship. Second thing that they need is affirmation. Basically compliments. Everybody likes to hear compliments. You just don't say, I love you once a year. Or this is your birthday, so I love you, son. Nah, you say it on a regular basis. I love you. You look good. I'm proud of you. I like your hair. Did you lose weight? I mean, all these things to show the other person that you love them. Third thing is touch. Everybody likes touch. Holding hands, hugging, kissing, tucking your kids into bed. And so that's the third building block of love. Acts of service. And that's just doing something for love. Not like an ulterior motive, like, hey, I'm doing this so I can go out with the boys. No, it doesn't work that way. It's just doing something because you love them. And the fact of the matter is, everybody's going to be locked up in the house. So everybody's going to have to do their part of doing something out of the love. And to remind themselves is that you guys are on the same team. You guys aren't competing with each other. Everybody in the house is on the same team, so everybody has to do their part. And I'd like to refer to that as acts of service. And last but not least, ethic, gifts. Everybody loves gifts. Christmas, birthday, Easter. I mean, it's the thought that counts. Just to show that you're thinking about that person. And so those love languages are things that we all did in the beginning of our relationships. And I know some of your listeners are like nodding their head like, yep, I remember doing all that stuff. But somewhere down the line, they start slacking off and like, I don't need to do any of this stuff. I got here just where I want. No. The challenge is to revive it and keep on doing it. And if you can get the whole household to kind of follow that kind of those couple of tools, chances are, it'll be much, you know, I guess your experience living together and for the next 4 weeks will be exciting and encouraging.
I love all of those strategies, breathing, traffic light, big picture, quality time, love languages. Is there a website that people can visit to be reminded again of all of that information that you have at Safe Man, Safe Family?
Yep, we got the Safe Man, Safe Family website, and you can just Google that, and it'll come up. We also have the Safe Man, Safe Family Facebook page where you can go to. Like I mentioned before, if you need to speak to somebody face-to-face or at least, video call, we can do that as well. And like I said, we have drop-in hours, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 6 to 8 every day for the next 4 weeks. And so, some people sometimes just need to talk to somebody and just offload some stuff. So we're there for that as well. So check us out on Facebook.
And that text number again, please, Lua.
Okay, the 1737 is a free number that you could call or text. And they'll be able to help you with almost any kind of situation that you might find yourself, whether it's mental health stuff or suicidal thoughts or alcohol and drugs or family violence stuff. These guys will be able to connect you immediately to somebody that can help you.
Wonderful. Lua, for the work that you do for our community, we want to thank you very much. You are a gift to all of us, and thank you for sharing your story so that we can all learn from that.
Well, thank you, Lua, for having me on your program, and thank you for your part. You're actually doing your part to keep our community safe. So, fuck tight to you as well.
Thank you, so much love. That is Lua Maynard from Safe Man, Safe Family, talking to us about how we need to be gentle.